You're listening to SBS News.
Liberal MP Gladys Liu was today left at the centre of Australian politics less than 24 hours after an interview where she was unable to recall past ties with organisations linked to communist China.
I can tell you that I cannot recall. As is reported that from 2003 to 2015, 12 years long, that if I can't recall, I can't be an active member of that council, can I?
She also refused to call China's claim to the South China Sea unlawful when asked on three occasions. Labor's Shadow Foreign Minister Penny Wong says the Prime Minister needs to explain.
So this is a test for Scott Morrison. He needs to come to the Parliament, make a statement and assure the Australian Parliament and through them the Australian people that Gladys Liu is fit and proper to be in the Parliament, a fit and proper person to be in the Australian Parliament. The Prime Minister of this country needs to assure the Parliament that one of his MPs is a fit and proper person to be in the Parliament.
The Hong Kong-born MP tried to do that today, releasing a statement admitting previous associations with Chinese government-linked groups. I should have chosen my words better. We have always been and will continue to be clear-eyed about our political differences, but do so based on mutual respect as two sovereign nations. I'm a proud Australian and any suggestion contrary to this is deeply offensive. The explanation was not enough for Labor, though, who pushed for answers in question time. Shadow Attorney General Mark Dreyfus.
My question is to the Prime Minister. What steps did the Prime Minister take to ensure that the member for Chisholm is a fit and proper person to sit in the Australian Parliament?
The Leader of the House can resume his seat. That question is out of order. It doesn't go to the Prime Minister's responsibilities.
Tensions instead boiling over with the Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack attacking the Shadow Agriculture Minister Joel Fitzgibbon.
I don't know why you're yelling so much. This is helping all country communities. Member for Hunter, it's time you came to the
Member
table
for Hunter.
And just behave yourself occasionally. There are country people doing it tough and you won't ever stop yelling out at them. You should behave yourself. You're a disgrace.
Deputy Prime Minister will resume his seat.
How is the Deputy Prime Minister's unhinged attack on me relevant to the question which is asked?
The
farmers just want him to do something.
Labor also tried to drag the government into questions of integrity and dodgy donations. Days after the Prime Minister attacked the opposition leader over the New South Wales ICAC investigation of Labor's state branch donation scandal, the opposition calling on the government to introduce legislation for a national integrity commission. Mark Dreyfus again.
The public overwhelmingly believes that action needs to be taken to tackle corruption and restore trust in government. Time's up. Labor and the Australian public know that our nation needs a National Integrity Commission. Time's up for the Morrison government to get their priorities right and work with us to make that happen.
The government says a draft model for an integrity commissioner is in the works. Pablo Viñales, SBS News.